One of the greats, Chris. I think one of a kind as well. A really unique player and a fantastic goal scorer. You know, I think the record speaks for itself. You know, 114 goals and just over 200 games, two FA Cup medals, five League Cups. He's I suppose the term legend's bandied about a lot in football these days, but I mean someone who's gone and broken records at a high level. I think he's rightly going to be remembered as that. You know.
Yeah, and. In the last year or so, he fought bravely against a brain tumour, and there was great support for him, and he turned out at various public arenas and was at Finn Park, he was at the Brandywell, and always a great reception and a great admiration for him.
That's right, yeah. I mean, I think the reaction to that campaign probably showed the high regard that he was thought of, not just in local football, but all over Ireland and beyond. And I think whenever he first had the health problems in 2010, and it was a low grade tumour, and he had the operation. But I mean, it would have been unprecedented for someone to even come back and play from that. But he was able to go and do that, and go and break the record of Liam Coyle with that hat trick against Mervy United in 2012. Obviously the tumour came back more aggressively. In 2013, 2014, and it became a much more serious health situation. But the way the public rallied behind him, were able to get him that treatment to give him every chance to at least prolong his life in 2015 is something that I think his family, whenever they're dealing with the situation now, I think they'll reflect on that and take great comfort from the way that the public responded to that. And I think that whole campaign for him was a real celebration of his career, and it was great that he was around to see that.
Yes, and people will remember him for so many of those highlights and those great moments for soccer fans. And when you have the President of Ireland, Michael D. Higgins, issuing a statement, I mean, that just shows in terms of League of Ireland football just how high up he was and how highly regarded he was, that the President has expressed his condolences.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you look at that Derry City team from around the mid-noughties when Stephen Kenny came on, it was a particularly golden period for the club, and I think, as I was saying in the Irish Times Journal, Mark really was the poster boy that year. You know, he was the one topping the goal scoring charts every year and making the headlines. So, I mean, it's no surprise that people like President Higgins and even Gary Lineker over in England have expressed their condolences. And I think it'll rightly be remembered as one of the greats of the league. I suppose, from a personal perspective, I wouldn't claim to be. I've been great friends with him, but professionally, I was lucky enough to get to deal with him after games for match interviews and things like that. And I mean, my impression of him was he just seemed like a really cool, laid-back guy who seemed to take it all in his stride. And I think maybe that aspect of his personality lent itself quite well to a finisher, because you know that kind of split second in front of the goalkeeper where he had that calmness to pick a spot. And I think 9 times out of 10, when he got him behind the defence, the ball ended up on the back of the net.
It's interesting to look at some of the comments, some of the tributes paid to him. People, of course, with Northwest connections. Paddy McCourt said Mark was a true gentleman and a fantastic football player. David Ford, a goalkeeper who went on to better things cross-channel, he said he had so much resilience and so much fight. He was one of the good guys, and I suppose many people would echo that.
I think so, yeah. I mean, I think he was a very, very quiet guy, as I say, but very dedicated to his craft as well, Chris. I know just from the dinner, the fundraising dinner before and during the summer at the Everglades, Stephen Kenny was talking about how on his day off on a Tuesday he'd be the only one in the showgrounds, you know, practicing his finishing for hours until he was happy with it. And I know just even speaking to some of his underage coaches from Greencastle at the funeral yesterday, they were saying he would have been down at the club at Chapel Lane as well, you know, just putting in the hours, and then obviously he got the result of that hard work on the pitch. So yeah, just like a really quiet guy who loved the game, and I think probably was never happier when he was on the pitch. I found, speaking to him afterwards for me, the interviews, I think he found the whole thing just he would rather just play the football and not done the speaking. But certainly a really, really, really dedicated guy, and as I say, like one of the greats.
And from an Inishowen perspective, again, reflecting the strength of soccer in Inishowen, we've had Stephen McLaughlin going cross-channel, Mark Farran, one of the big names in the League of Ireland. There's been the Oscar Traynor Cup success. So many things that Inishowen soccer can be proud of in the last number of years.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a golden era, really, the last 2 or 3 years. You know, the Oscar Trainer success was huge. I mean, a very difficult competition to win as well. And even at underage level, there's a lot of success at interleague level, which, you know, for an area with a population of Anishinaabe, to be able to take on the big population centres like Dublin and Cork and compete with them and actually beat them is remarkable. And yeah, I mean, for all the great players that have come out of Anishinaabe, I think, you know, Mark's right up there. I mean, probably the greatest player of the modern era, you know, coming out of the peninsula. And I suppose that was reflected at the funeral yesterday when there was the whole of the Anishinaabe football fraternity were out, and then obviously a huge, huge presence from Derry as well, all the players who played with him. I mean, even players like Liam Kearney yesterday, who would have travelled up from Cork, I think he only played with Mark for about a season, but he still made that effort to come all the way up, and I think that, again, showed the high esteem that he's held in.
Absolutely, absolutely. And finally, Johnny, I mean, his name will live on and no doubt will be remembered by many, and there's even talk at this stage about the newly developed Brandywell Stadium, Derry City's home ground, that maybe there could even be a stand named after him.
Yeah. Well, hopefully that the stadium goes ahead and is built, because there's been so many hold-ups at this stage. I think a lot of Derry fans are wondering whether it'll ever appear. But the petition itself was actually started by a guy from Buncrana, Michael Kerrigan. And there's obviously a huge Derry City contingent on Buncrana as well. And what a lovely idea as well. I think he's somebody who'll always be remembered. And I think this would definitely be a fitting tribute to a great.